KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brent Johnson with KJAN Sports. In high school softball last night, the Atlantic Trojans lost a tough game to Denison Schleswig as Denison beat the Atlantic Trojans by a score of 8-3. Other softball scores from Western Iowa had Ballard beating Carroll 9-2, Coon Rapids Bayard over West Central Valley Stewart 15-5, Corning over Bedford 10-0, Earlham over Panorama 12-0, Exira EHK over Glidden Ralston 12-0, Harlan shut out Lewis Central 10-0, it was IKM Manning edging Charter Oak Ute 6-5, Kuemper Catholic beat Missouri Valley 10-9, it was Nishnabotna over Villisca 7-3, and Staton beat Sydney by a score of 12-1. High school baseball scores last night. It was a late night for the Atlantic Trojan baseball team. They took 12 innings to knock off Denison Schleswig as Atlantic beat Denison by a score of 5-4 in 12 innings. A very late night for them. Also, Clarinda beat Creston 4-2. Coon Rapids Bayard over West Central Valley Stewart 5-4. Corning beat Bedford 16-1. It was Earlham over Panorama 10-0. That game played in just 5 innings. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 10-9. It was Walnut over East Green 8-6. Lewis Central edging Harlan 5-4. Madrid beat Woodward Academy 4-3. Missouri Valley beat St. Albert by a score of 3-2. Nishnabotna over Villisca 10-6. Sydney beat Staton by a score of 15-1. Sioux City North over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 9-4. And Woodward Granger beat Guthrie Center by a score of 8-5. The new Iowa High School baseball rankings have been released for this weekend. In Class 1A, just one Western Iowa team is ranked, but they're at the top of the rankings as Council Bluffs St. Albert checks in at number 1 this week. In the Class 2A rankings, Davis County checks in at number 1. In the Class 3A rankings, Sioux City Bishop Heelan is number 1, Dallas Center Grimes is number 2, and Harlan checks in at number 3 this week. In the Class 4A rankings for high school baseball, Cedar Rapids Kennedy checks in at number 1. A.J. Pierzynski hit a 2-run home run. Rookie left-hander Jose Quintanilla allowed 1 run over 5 1/3 innings, and the streaking Chicago White Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 last night in a game you could hear here on KJAN. Paul Konerko had 3 singles on a 3-for-4 night to lift his Major League leading average to .373. Adam Dunn added a solo home run, his 21st of the season, and Orlando Hudson hit a 2-run triple for the White Sox. Quintanilla, who moved to 2-1 with a victory, made his 5th start, allowing a career-high 10 hits but did not issue a walk and was helped out by 3 double plays. St. Louis Cardinals starter Adam Wainwright lasted only 7 innings, allowed half the amount of hits as Quintanilla. He gave up 2 runs while striking out 7 and walking 2 batters. Alex Rodriguez hit his 23rd career Grand Slam, matching Lou Gehrig's all-time record, and the New York Yankees scored 6 runs in the 8th inning to rally from a 6-4 deficit to beat the Atlanta Braves yesterday by a score of 7-6. The National League East leading Washington Nationals are 5-0 on their current interleague road trip to Boston and Toronto, as they had a 4-2 victory over the Blue Jays. Joey Votto hit his 7th home run in Cincinnati's 7-1 victory over the Cleveland Indians. Clay Buchholz outpitched Mark Burley, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Miami Marlins 2-1. Colby Lewis retired the first 16 batters and finished with a 4-hitter, as the Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-1. Chris Young settled down after a shaky first inning to get his first win of the season in more than a year, and the Mets beat the Tampa Bay Rays 11-2. Billy Butler drove in the go-ahead run in the 8th inning, and the Royals got a superb start from Luis Mendoza to spoil Zach Greinke's return to Kansas City with a 2-1 victory over the Brewers. Brian Roberts returned from a 13-month layoff to get 3 hits and an RBI as the Orioles beat the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 8-6. Darwin Barney had 3 RBI, and the Chicago Cubs used shortstop Johnny Peralta's 2 throwing errors in the 8th inning to get a 4-3 victory over the Detroit Tigers. It was Brandon Moss hitting a two home runs for the Oakland A's as they beat the Rockies 8-5. Trevor Plouffe had a home run and a double and 3 RBI to lead the Minnesota Twins to an 11-7 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. Former Los Angeles Angel Juan Rivera hit a 3-run home run, and Andre Ethier added his 500th career RBI in the 8th inning to help the LA Dodgers rally past the LA Angels 5-2. Clayton Richards pitched 7 strong innings as the San Diego Padres hang on for a 5-4 victory over the Seattle Mariners, and Madison Bumgarner had a season-high 12 strikeouts as the San Francisco Giants beat the Houston Astros by a score of 6-3. Also in baseball news, Yankees closer Mariano Rivera says the surgery on his injured right knee went perfectly, and he's looking forward to beginning rehabilitation. The Los Angeles Dodgers signed outfielder Andre Ethier to a 5-year, $85 million contract through 2017. And Dave Boswell, who won 20 games for the Minnesota Twins in 1969 despite missing a couple of weeks after a fight with manager Billy Martin, has died. He was 67 years old. And the Toronto Blue Jays have granted Vladimir Guerrero's request for a release from his minor league contract. The 37-year-old free agent hitter was hitting .303 in 8 games in Class AAA Las Vegas. Pacific Coast League baseball action from yesterday. The Omaha Storm Chasers beat the Iowa Cubs by a score of 9-4. There was a scare in that game as Iowa Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo was injured in that game. He's currently the Pacific Coast League leader in home runs with 22, but he had an MRI on his leg which came up negative, so he's listed as day-to-day. Omaha currently leads the American North Division with a 41-25 record. They're ahead of second-place Iowa by 12 games, as Omaha and Iowa will play again today at Principal Park in Des Moines. 12:05 is the scheduled first pitch. Kevin Durant scored 17 of his 36 points in the fourth quarter. Russell Westbrook added 27 points and 11 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder rallied from a 13-point deficit to beat the Miami Heat 105-94 last night in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. LeBron James, who's still chasing his first NBA championship in his third MVP season, shined through three quarters and blew past Durant head-to-head several times before the Thunder switched their defense. James ended up with 30 points, the most he's ever had in a finals game, but it was not enough with Durant taking over late. Durant made 6 of his 10 shots in the fourth quarter to power the Thunder ahead in their 105-94 victory over the Miami Heat. Royce White worked out for the Minnesota Timberwolves on Tuesday and says he's hoping his hometown team drafts him with the 18th overall pick in the NBA draft. White played in high school in the Minneapolis suburb of Hopkins and enrolled at the University of Minnesota before a series of run-ins off the court led him to transfer to Iowa State. White says the change of scenery served him well and he became a star in this lone season with the Iowa State Cyclones, but he says he would welcome a return to his home state. He says he knows there would be added pressure playing in front of family and friends every night. Nebraska women's basketball coach and Ankeny, Iowa native Connie Yorey has received a 2-year contract extension through the 2017 season. Nebraska athletic director Tom Osborne says Tuesday that Yorey deserved to be rewarded for this past season in which the Cornhuskers went 24-9, including 10-6 in their first year in the Big Ten. Yorey earned a base salary of about $660,000 last year, and that will increase to $673,000 this year. The Cornhuskers lost to Kansas in the first round of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. One of Kansas State's most famous alums is making sure his school is back at the College World Series. Browns wide receiver Josh Cribbs bought tickets and chartered a bus to take the Golden Flashes fans to Omaha, Nebraska for this weekend's school's first appearance in the College World Series. Cribbs played quarterback at Kent State and he bought 53 tickets for Saturday's game against Arkansas. He says he did so Kent State will be well represented in the stands at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Brian Daboll stood in the middle of the practice field barking instructions at quarterback Matt Cassel, who proceeded to drop back and throw a perfect pass to Jonathan Baldwin. And for the time being, Baldwin is the number one wide receiver in Kansas City. The Chiefs opened their mandatory 3-day minicamp on Tuesday without wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, who has not yet signed his franchise tender, as that means Bowe is not under contract and technically is exempt from the last series of workouts before training camp begins in late July. And whenever Bowe arrives, it's likely he'll be playing catch-up and learning the new offense being installed by Daboll, who replaces Bill Muir as offensive coordinator. The Chiefs have otherwise had perfect attendance at just about every workout so far. Pop Warner football players won't be taking quite as many hits from now on. The youth organization says it is limiting contact and practice in an effort to make the game safer for younger players starting this year. It says coaches must limit contact to no more than 1/3 of their practice time. It also is banning full-speed head-on blocking or tackling drills in which players line up more than 3 yards apart. The organization says coaches can have full-speed drills where players approach each other at an angle but not straight ahead into each other. It also says there should be no head-to-head contact. The rules changes announced on Tuesday were developed by Pop Warner's Medical Advisory Board as part of its efforts to reduce the risk of concussions. That's a look at our sports on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.